Hey, church girl. Welcome to Church Girl Gang, a podcast where we get to talk about life, living for Jesus, and everything in between, and how that affects us in the here and now. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation with you. Hey, church girl. My name is Kinsey, and I will be your host for today's podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Church Girl Gang podcast. This is a podcast for girls of all ages who love Jesus and want to spend their lives following after him. If this is your first time joining us for the pod, let me just say welcome. I am so glad that you've decided to join us. This is going to be a great episode. I really think you're going to enjoy it. And I'm just so glad that you are here. You're in the right place, okay? But before we dive into the rest of today's episode, you guys, don't forget to let your friends know about Church Girl Gang by pressing the share button on whatever platform you're on. And I can tell you, it is so super easy. You can share this to Facebook, to your Twitter, to your Insta story. Let your friends know about the Church Girl Gang and invite them to join us right here, okay? Invite them to be a part of the gang. And I also want to let you know that we are ramping up our social media, okay? And we've had lots of really fun content, especially on our Instagram. We've had some ways that you can interact with the Church Girl Gang, Q&As, and all kinds of fun stuff. And so I want to encourage you, get to our Instagram. Be sure to follow us, okay? All you have to do is search at Church Girl Gang. It couldn't be easier. So take a minute and do that right now. So, Valentine's Day was just a couple of days ago, you guys. Maybe you're aware. Of course you're aware. It was just a few days ago. I hope that you had a fantastic Valentine's Day. I personally had a great one. I spent some time with my friends, hanging out. We went to Chick-fil-A and got some of that, like, mwah, blessed chicken. We had a great time. And, you know, I realized I was asking a bunch of different people about the Valentine's Day, how things were going. And it was funny because some people were like super into it. They were like, yes, here's the plans, here's the gifts, all the things. Some people were like, Valentine's Day, who is she? I don't even know her. like some people are just really not into it. Me personally, any excuse I have to have a little celebration, to hang out with friends or family, eat some good food. You guys know I am there. I am ready to party. Okay. So Valentine's Day, I'm here for it. Honestly, any holiday. Valentine's Day is a great one to celebrate. But if you already noticed, there was something a little missing from my V-Day experience this year, and actually for quite a few Valentine's Days, has been a little trend for me, and that was that I did not have a Valendate, little Valentine's Day date. Once again, I was single as a Pringle on Valentine's Day, and some of you may have also experienced this. I think for some of us, there's a tendency to maybe get a little embarrassed about this, or even let feelings of loneliness or inadequacy kind of creep in during moments like these. And I definitely have felt that way in the past. I'm super thankful because this year I've found some contentment. I've found some joy, and I've just decided to have some fun, okay, with my friends on Valentine's Day. But I definitely can understand and relate to those kinds of feelings as they begin to work their way inside our brains, into our heads, into our hearts. And so today I wanted to take some time and just talk about that, spend some time working through this together. But first, I want to take a minute to tell you about one of our sponsors. And this is one that I love, that I personally utilize and enjoy all the time, and that is Bethany Phillips Photography. Bethany has been on the podcast before. She is an incredible photographer. Not only is she classically educated in photography, but she's also studied under an award-winning photographer, and yes, I may be a little biased because she is my sister, but she is incredible. And I'll tell you what, you guys, she takes a ton of my pictures, and I am super awkward when I'm taking pictures. Like, I have no idea what to do, especially with these. I have no idea what to do with my hands, you guys. She can attest to that, and she is so good about making people feel just comfortable and even enjoy having their pictures taken. And now she wants to help you capture your most special moments and preserve them for years to come. From weddings to family shoots to graduation pictures and even corporate events, she is ready for it all. So check out her work by searching at Bethany Phillips Photography on Instagram. And when you book your next shoot, let her know you heard this ad on the Church Girl Gang podcast to receive a one-time offer of $20 off your next shoot. So what are you waiting for? Go do it. Go do it. Okay. All right, people, let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's talk about being single. You know, sometimes I kind of feel like Nacho Libre and the whole, like, my life is great. You know that? My life is great speech that he gives. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, please go watch this movie, okay? By the way, last week I asked what your favorite movie was in honor of our Redeeming Love review that we had going on. And I wanted to share some of your answers because I promised I would. So here are some of your favorite movies, okay? Let's see. Ooh, someone said The Sound of Music. Love The Sound of Music. So super fun. Hit me with a good musical anytime, okay? Anytime. My favorite musical, by the way, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Love it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Someone said The Titanic. Personally, you guys are not going to be my friends after I say this, but I watched The Titanic with an open mind. I was actually really excited to see it. It wasn't the movie for me. It just wasn't, I didn't love it. Okay. Obviously it's a classic. I don't know why I didn't love it, but there you go. My own 10 second review. Speaking of seconds, someone said 8 Seconds. I don't know this movie. Maybe it's awesome. Someone said Hook. What a great movie. That's super fun. Jumanji. Yes. Old one or new one? That's the real question. Pretty in Pink. You guys. Awesome. The Notebook. Yes. Saw The Notebook. Love The Notebook. Love that one. Someone just said, I can't pick. You know what? There's so many great movies. How could you pick? How could you? All right. So those were some of your favorite movies. Thanks for sharing, you guys. Listen, if anyone gets being single, it's me, which is why I think I'm perfectly poised to talk about this today. I have been single for almost 25 years. Actually, that would be adding it all up. Yep. My whole life, I have been single. I remember being at a bachelorette party a while back and saying that out loud. And y'all, I'm never really embarrassed about it. I don't know why I should be, but maybe it was the fact that one of us was about to get married. And actually, I think everyone else that was in the room was already married. But there was this little bit of feeling in the air, like, ugh, you know, like, I just went after I said it out loud, everyone looked at me and I was like, yuck. I just wanted to melt into a puddle and like ooze under the door and slide on home, you know, just ugh, melt. I think sometimes there can be this feeling like, what's wrong with me that no one wants to be with me? You know, I was just confessing personally that I had looked at people, at some of my older friends when I was younger, and I had actually thought that about them. I thought, oh, these people have been single for so long. Like, why can't they get a date? Like, what's going on with them? Just being honest here, I feel like God taught me a little lesson in that brand of humility, because now I get it. If you're a single gal, the first thing that I want you to know is that there's nothing so wrong with you that you can't get a date, okay? You're not a freak, okay? Don't stress it. Just like we said about friends before, just look around. There's someone for everyone. So you are not too different. There's nothing too wrong with you, right? We're all broken and messed up people for sure, but there's nothing that's so out of the ordinary about you that you can't get a date. So don't stress that. By the way, another thing that I hear from people quite often is this whole thing about how the right person will come to you when you're no longer looking. And here's the deal with that, you guys. Most of the time when I hear that, I just don't buy it, because I've had moments where I've been looking for someone, and I've had moments where I haven't been. I know people who are happily married and were looking for someone when they met their spouse, and I've met people who weren't looking for someone when they met their spouse and are happily married. I don't think that there's really a magic formula here, whether you're looking or not looking. There's not some kind of genie in a bottle type of thing. Wouldn't it be funny if you really were looking for someone, or you wanted to find someone, but you thought that this was true, that you couldn't be looking for someone, and so you're sitting around, you're saying, you're trying to convince yourself, like, I'm not looking. And really, it's just a way that you are. Remember this. This is the point I want to get to. Remember, God is in charge, and your inner desires have very little to do with what actually happens and who actually comes into your life. And also, I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with wanting a date. I think there's always moderation to be had, right? Some girls try to act too cool for this, or maybe you've done the thing where you're like, oh, I don't really care, all in God's timing. Friends, don't play, okay? Don't play, because I truly believe that it is innate, it is natural, and it is given by God that you would want to be paired up, that you would want to find a guy who would love and care for you. Now, you may experience this on different levels, but no one's too cool for what's natural, right? So my advice, just embrace it and have some fun. Girls like guys, plain and simple, okay? Here's what I don't want you to do, though. I really, really, really don't want you to settle, okay? I had a longtime family friend who was talking to me just a few days ago, and he actually did the thing when we were talking, the dreaded, so what's the word? Any new guys? Talking to any new guys? And of course, I had to do the, like, haha, not right now, LOL. It was a great conversation, though, and he spilled some awesome advice. And honestly, what I've heard a lot of people say is, maybe you're just too picky. But the thing is, I really don't think I am. My standard is only what the Bible says, which is to not be unevenly yoked. And I know that it's like that whole scripture thing, right? Like, we hear this all the time, but it's so true, and it's what I'm sticking to. I'm looking for someone who is all in on Christ, on his kingdom, and has a commitment to helping others do the same. That's my standard, and I personally, I think it's the best standard you can have. especially if that's who you are, right? If you're all in on Christ, look for someone who's also all in on Christ. But maybe you have a different standard. What I want to encourage you to do, whatever your standard is to not lower it, okay? Just because you feel alone, don't lower your standard. That friend I was talking about, he just dropped some major truth bombs. And he had a really interesting analogy that he used. It went like this, okay? He said, when you get older and you're still single, it can feel like you're at a buffet at the end of the day. So at this buffet, it's the end of the day, nothing is really fresh, right? There's not a lot of selection and it's all been picked over. But he also said, don't forget about the hibachi guy in the corner of the room who's still chopping it up, okay? And isn't it true, you guys? Do not discount the fact that God is always working behind the scenes. He's the hibachi guy. You have no idea what he may have planned. You have no idea what he's saving you from right now. And also, you have no idea what he is preparing you for. And who knows? Your significant other, guess what? They may not be ready to meet you yet. They may need a little refining. And you know what? You may need a little refining as well, which is why I want to encourage you. In the middle of the waiting, do what you can do. Now is the moment. Don't just sit around pining, okay? Instead, prepare. Become an interesting person. Learn and grow. Work out. Get your core tight. Most importantly, read your Bible and spend time in prayer. Grow closer to Christ than ever before. Lean into the fruit of the Spirit. Spend lots of time talking to God. And become the kind of God-fearing, God-loving person that you want to be with. And of course, the last thing that I want to encourage you to do in the middle of your waiting is, drumroll, go enjoy your life, okay? Not everything is going to fall into place right away, but don't waste your precious time. And I really do think that your time is precious. So don't waste it sitting around and waiting. Instead, find some girls and hang out. Make some memories with your family. Go on some hikes. Get a dog. Read some books. Pick up some cool hobbies. Your life is happening right now. And a boy is not going to be the starting line or the finish line. The starting line of your life is being born, okay? That's the starting line. The finish line is looking like Christ. Whenever you have, you look fully like Christ, let me tell you, you will have arrived, okay? That's the finish line. Everything in between those two things is life. So go enjoy. And while you're waiting, trust God. I want to ask you this question, and it may sting a little. I know, because I have a good friend who asked me this all the time about all kinds of things. But I promise, if you really spend some time thinking about it, it can bring some clarity to your situation. So, are you ready? You braced? Okay, the question is, do you trust God? Do you trust God? And the second is, don't you know that God loves you? Don't you know that God loves you? If the answer is not 100%, I want to read you this verse and also promise you that the one who created you and also gave his son to die for you, he's not casting you aside now. He's paid too high of a price to toss you away, okay? The scripture I want you to hear is this, and I want you to really spend some time taking it in. It's a little long, but the verse is this. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And that's Matthew 6, 25 through 34. Let me reread verse 34 one more time. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. I guess what I really want you to get from this is that, yes, God hasn't made you to be alone. He wants you to be in relationship with other people. If he's placed it in your heart to get married, then I truly believe he's going to make a way for that. However, you and I both know that's not the most important relationship you should be focusing on. Yes, you probably have already guessed what I'm about to say, but the most important relationship you should be focusing on is your relationship with Christ, especially because whether you're with someone or not, God is going to care for you. He's going to love you, and he's going to provide for you better than anyone else ever could. And that's a fact. Before we part ways today, I'm down for some good laughs, okay? And I hope that you are too. I want to hear your most awkward dating stories, if you've got them at least. It may help the rest of us slow our rolls on wanting a date, okay? So share it up in the comments below this video or DM at churchgirlgang on Instagram. Or the coolest way you can respond is actually through Spotify. So do that. You should see a pinned question right below this episode. Super, super cool. Do it. Go for it. By the way, when you respond, I will take some comments and share them on our next episode. And if you feel like your story is so long that you need to share it in video form, you know what? We will drop that in the podcast as well. So the way that you can get those videos to me, those video responses, is by taking them and emailing them to kenziecarice@gmail.com. Email them there, and I will do my best to share them in next week's episode, okay? Also, I'm wondering if you have any specific questions about dating or relationships that you might want me to answer. I will even take personal questions, okay? So lay it on me, fam, and let's keep this conversation going. We'll be right back here next week for another podcast. February isn't over, so neither is our theme here on relationships of all sorts. But before we end, I just want to remind you of this verse found in Psalms 36:7, which says, "How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." Let me just tell you, God loves you a lot, you guys. You can trust in him. So until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, church girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. If you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram. And also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kenzie Carice or heading to kenziecarice.com for more content just like this. Bye.